headline, Sam Altman's World Got Its Eyeball Count Wrong by 14 Million, published at 7:14 p.m. UTC, May 1, 2025. World, formerly WorldCoin, has seemingly inflated the number of eyeballs it scanned with its controversial dystopian orbs by 14 million people. The X account for World Chain, the blockchain behind the World Network, claimed that the number of world IDs stands at over 26.1 million. However, World's metrics displayed on its website state that the number of unique humans, which it defines as the number of people with a world ID issued in return for scanning their eyeballs, is actually 12.35 million, a difference of almost 14 million. It appears that World has mixed up the number of world IDs issued via scanning with the number of users that are simply signed up to the World app, which today stands at almost 26.3 million. Heading World can't get its millions right. It's the second number-related mishap from the Sam Altman-helmed startup. It predicted in 2021, when the company was called WorldCoin, that it would reach a target of onboarding 1 billion people by 2023. However, it's still roughly 987.7 million shy of this goal. WorldChain's latest promo was made 2 days before World announced a slew of new partnerships and expansions yesterday. World partnered with the parent company of Hinge and Tinder to incorporate its ID system into the dating apps. Users can now spend WorldCoin, WLD, at any place Visa is accepted with a new World card. World is now also available in the U.S. at last, and U.S. users are now eligible for its WorldCoin tokens, WLD. Oddly, World lists 824,100 unique humans in the U.S. Assuming no U.S. citizens were verified by the 347 orbs in the U.S. before yesterday's 10 p.m. EST announcement, all of these orbs would have needed to scan 2,375 people each to register this many people overnight. Protos has reached out to Tools for Humanity, World's parent company, for comment and will update this article should we hear anything back. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.